This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado's COVID numbers are hitting lows that have never been seen during the pandemic. Just 52 cases were reported Friday. State Health Department Director Jill Hunziker-Ryan says the state's in a really good place with low transmission and high immunity.
We've had so many successes and are fully prepared for whatever the future holds with the virus.
Today marks the two-year anniversary of the arrival of COVID in Colorado. The Justice Department says Colorado is violating federal law. CPR's Ben Marcus reports the state's accused of not helping transition people out of nursing homes.
The Justice Department says the state must do more to educate nursing home residents about services to transition back to their homes and communities. That's according to a letter sent to Governor Polis with their findings. It's become especially important during the pandemic, as nursing homes were the epicenter of deaths from COVID. Polis's office said in a statement that it would work with the Justice Department to improve the system. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A rock climber died earlier this week after falling hundreds of feet off a rock face in El Dorado Canyon State Park outside of Boulder. Thad Friday, who was 48, was pronounced dead at the scene by paramedics. While his death does not appear to be suspicious, the Boulder County Coroner's Office says it will complete an autopsy and investigation. A winter storm will bring heavy snow to the mountains this weekend, and Denver could see significant snow tomorrow through Monday morning. This is CPR.